the Creator's Game. That's what the Haudenosaunee, also known as the Iroquois, call lacrosse. And they should know because the tribe invented the game. This month, the women's national team went to England to compete in the Lacrosse World Cup. And when I say national, I mean the Haudenosaunee Nation, which straddles the U.S. and Canada. The team traveled there on their tribal passports. They've tried to do that before. In 2010, the men's team had to withdraw from the World Championship in the UK because their passports were not recognized. And a women's team had to withdraw for the same reason in 2015. So just getting to play at all this time around was a triumph. And on top of that, I was told by team manager Tia Schindler, the team played well, considering the challenges.
We finished 12th out of 25 countries. It's not a bad finish. We didn't have a full roster. So, by the end of the games, we were feeling not having those extra substitutions. And, we were also a pretty young team and a lot of people competing at the World Cup for the first time. So it was all in all, a great experience, and I'm very proud of our girls. They left it all out on the field in England. So, we flew in yesterday and I already missed them.
And why did you not have your full roster at this tournament?
Well, it was really hard. So in 2015, we had, from top to bottom, we just had a really great team. And a lot of girls were pretty disappointed that they didn't go in 2015. And so there was a lot of people were hesitant to come back because, we just really didn't know up until about a week or so before we were about to leave whether we were actually going or not.
Let's talk lacrosse for a second. Tell me a little bit about the role that lacrosse plays in Haudenosaunee life today, considering you invented it.
Oh my gosh. A lot of people say lacrosse is life, and it truly is in our community. I come from a huge lacrosse family. My grandpa, Roger Smith, is in the Lacrosse Hall of Fame. My dad played, my brother played. And then me, on the women's side, I'm a third generation lacrosse player, which is pretty rare. My grandma played, my mom played, and, it's always been very accepting in our community, in my family especially. So life is dictated on who's playing where and when and what season for what team.
Wow.
When my husband and I were about to get married, it was like, okay, well, he's playing lacrosse, and what season is he? My brother's playing lacrosse. Who's coaching? Who's playing? So we end up having to get married at the Hawaii Invitational Lacrosse Tournament because everybody was going to be there.
Did everybody show up at the wedding with their sticks?
At that time. So we went in 2010, and after my husband was the captain of the Iroquois Nationals, that didn't get to go. And my brother was also on the team. A lot of cousins, boys that I babysat, were on that team. And I was with the delegation when all that happened. So my husband was absolutely devastated. And, for a couple of weeks, he was really kind of in a funk. And all of a sudden he says, hey, we should go to that Hawaii tournament and, take the boys there and get some closure and help us, heal from not being able to go, because it was, like I said, it was devastating. And so he said, we should get married in Hawaii at the lacrosse tournament. So I really didn't think he was serious until the next day we were at the mall, and he said, hey, I'm going to go in here and get a suit. Huh. I said, what you need a suit for? And he said, we're going to get married in Hawaii at the lacrosse tournament. I'm like, oh, you're serious about that. So, everything kind of happened for a reason. Our life took a different turn. But the utter devastation is the only way to say what happened in 2010. And then again, having that upset in 2015 and having to let those girls know that we weren't going was absolutely heart-wrenching. And it's not just about, we really want to represent and be recognized for who we are as people. It's not a political thing. A lot of people I've heard say, oh, it's politics. It's not politics. We just really want to be recognized for who we are and be able to represent that there at the World Cup.
Why is it called the Creator's Game?
Well, lacrosse is ancient. Like, lacrosse isn't a new thing. It's an ancient, ancient thing. It began at the creation of what we call Turtle Island, what is now known as North America. So I think, the Creator, it is put on Earth, and it's here for His enjoyment. So anytime you're playing lacrosse, the Creator is always watching. So we believe that, that the game is here and we play, and people are given their gifts of lacrosse and their talent for the Creator, for Him to watch.
Tia Schindler, the manager of the Haudenosaunee national team, thanks so much for being with us. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.